DBHDD is urging Georgians to store and lock away all medications to prevent theft and keep them away from children and pets. Old medications can be disposed of at Dropbox locations. Dropbox locations can be found at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
So the legislative session is quickly approaching an important milestone with crossover day less than a week away. That's the day a bill needs to get through one chamber for it to have a real shot at becoming law. So where do things stand with the budgets lawmakers are mandated to approve?
Yeah, well, the Senate passed the 2025 mid-year budget this week with amendments, and that budget, which goes through June 30th, will now undergo negotiations between the House and Senate for that final version. And then the fiscal 2026 budget, which starts July 1st, is in the works, and we'll see it pass out of the House in a couple of weeks.
The House passed a bill similar to one in the Senate a few weeks ago regarding transgender girls and female sports. Did it pass this week mostly along party lines?
Yes, Republicans backed the bill heavily, but three Democrats did vote for it. It's called the Riley Gaines Act after a former college swimmer who competed and then lost to a transgender opponent. And supporters say the legislation will protect girls who compete in sports, but opponents say it harms transgender athletes. And as you know, Devin, this issue has been the focus of national debate. The bill now goes to the Senate, and the two chambers will need to come to some kind of consensus on which version of the similar House and Senate bills will go for a final vote.
Another bill that passed codifies access to in vitro fertilization treatment. This one had overwhelming bipartisan support. Tell us a little bit about this bill.
Yeah, this measure had the personal stamp of House Speaker John Burns, and he announced last year he wanted to ease access to in vitro fertilization for families struggling to have children. And Burns chose Representative Lehman Franklin to lead the bill. He and his wife have tried IVF several times and are now expecting a girl this summer. And Franklin's personal story really touched the chamber. In the end, the vote was unanimous to pass the bill, and we'll now see what happens in the Senate.
Yeah, a really personal story from him.
Yes.
What can we expect coming up next week?
Well, Devin, the scramble is on now to pass as many bills as possible in each chamber before crossover day on Thursday. And as you mentioned, the 28th day of the session is designated for getting legislation out of the House or Senate for bills to have the chance of becoming law. So what's left to pass? Well, there's quite a bit. Senator Cardin Summers of Cordele told me he's ready for his sports betting and casino gambling bill. It's kind of perennial now. Mm-hmm. And we're also likely to see more legislation regarding civil litigation reform or tort reform and school safety. Two top issues this session.
Donna Lowry is the host of GPB's Lawmakers. Thank you so much for being here with us, Donna.
Always glad to join you, Devin. Thank you.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.